It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the weekly fight plan here in the Contractor Fight. Listen, today I want to talk to you just for a couple minutes about how important it is for you to say the right things to yourself. There's something that I'm hearing all the time, frequently from many different contractors in many different positions in their life and their business and this and that. But and here it is. Ready? Here it is. If I could just make fill in the dollar amount. Tom, if I could just make $3,000 a month. Tom, if I could just make $10,000 a month. Tom, if I could just make enough to pay my bills, whatever it might be, okay? I've said this before in my life many years ago, and maybe you're in a position right now where you're saying that to yourself as well. Well, listen, today I want to talk to you about how this is flawed. This is a flawed mindset. It's a really bad phrase that's coming out of your mouth, okay? And so I'm going to ask you to reframe how you talk to yourself about the amount of money that you want to make. See, here's what I have. Here's why I think there's a problem with this statement. If I could just make $3,000, it's like I've already thrown in the towel. I've put a ceiling on what I believe that I can earn. I mean, just think about that for a minute. If I could just make $100,000 a year, why the hell do you want to stop at $100,000? I get where you're coming from. A lot of times when we say these things, it's like we're at the bottom, right? We're having a hard time paying the bills. We have a shitload of debt, whatever's going on in our life, our business, things like that. I totally understand and can relate to the thinking behind this, going, man, if I could just get to here. And in fact, I'll give you an example. I remember years and years ago, I don't know, it was over a decade ago, doing really rough. We had a lot of rough things going on financially. And there was one point financially in my personal life where I remember saying I had so much debt and just there was a bunch of crap piling up. I remember saying to myself, if I could just get to zero, okay? I mean, raise your hand if you've ever said that. If I could just get to zero, my life would be so much better. You know what the problem with that is, though? The year after or so that I was thinking this and saying that, I didn't make much more than zero. I didn't get much more ahead than zero. Now, I was grateful to get to zero, and you might be grateful to get to 100 grand or the 3 grand a month you need or whatever the hell your situation is. But guys, this is flawed thinking because you're already throwing in the towel and basically saying, that's my ceiling. That's where I'm capable of going. Okay. Having these amounts like the 3 grand or 5 grand or 100 grand a year or whatever is a great, having that amount out there is a good stepping stone, right? Might be a good starting point, but I want to encourage you, do not limit your thinking. Don't limit your damn thinking. You are worth more than whatever amount you put behind the, if I could just make this certain amount of money. So here's the charge for this week. This is the weekly fight plan, baby. And this is where I want to put something in your brain to help you win more, win bigger right now, this week, real life. And so I've thought about this a lot. Like, what was it that got me to the point where I was able to get beyond this, if I could just mentality, air quotes, and really start earning what I was worth and things like that. And it's this, here's a few things I'm going to give you, a few tips. All right. Number one, set for yourself what I call an HSG. That's a holy shit goal that when you read it on paper, you go, holy shit. And when your friends hear about the goal, they go, holy shit, that's crazy. Okay. So listen, I have a personal goal. I don't think I've ever shared this here before. I've shared it with the people that are closest to me, but my holy shit goal is $1 million a month that I want to make. Now, guys, I don't make $1 million a month. I don't make near $1 million a month, but it expands my thinking and it expands my creativity and things like that. And what I found is And listen, real quick, I'm not one of these guys that's going to go, just go bigger and go bigger and go bigger. I'm saying whatever the holy shit goal is for you, put it outside of your comfort zone. Because the cool thing is we typically will get what we focus on, what we get, we will get what our attention goes to and things like that. So don't put your attention on the if I can only goals. Put your attention on the life-changing, family tree-changing goals that you have. I mean, shoot, who was I talking to yesterday? I was talking to somebody yesterday about, it was this morning on our one nail coaching call. I was giving the example. So one of my sons, moved out on his own recently, and he's young in his life, young and making money and things like that, and he had some car trouble, and he's in between checks, and he had to fix his car, and I was able to write a check to him, all right, for an amount of money. It wasn't that crazy of amount of money, but guys, here's the thing. When you have these if I could just make goals, it's going to be really hard to have the money sitting in the bank to help the people that you love and to do things you want to do and pay off your debt and all those other things. So hopefully you understand what I'm saying here. Set a goal that is outside of your comfort zone where you go, holy shit, I don't know how I'm going to do this. All right. When I have a goal like that, if I'm not thinking that when I set a goal, then I know that I have not set my goal high enough. Now, the key here that we don't want to just be goal setters. We want to be goal achievers. And so that's where you have to commit to action every day. All right, so first, set that HSG. Second, commit to the actions that it takes. So the thing you are watching right now or listening to right now on the podcast, this is part of my daily action that will help me get towards the goals that I have. All right, maybe you're growing your contracting business, right? The daily action is going to be picking up your telephone and making follow-up calls or prospecting or recruiting so that you can build a stronger team or whatever it is. All right. You take that goal, but if you don't want to be just a goal setter, you want to be a goal getter, achiever, you got to identify what those daily actions are, because those daily actions, man, that's like eating the elephant one bite at a time. All right. Third thing, be super, super committed to building your confidence. I can't talk about this enough. When you are confident, you have momentum, good things happen. So how do you build your confidence? All right, here's a few things that have worked for me. They work for the people that I work with, all that other stuff. Number one is be massively committed to your tribe, who you hang out with, who gets to be around you, because we become who we're influenced by. The second thing is keep promises that you make to yourself. If you say you're going to get up and lift at 5 o'clock in the morning, then get your ass out of bed and lift at 5 o'clock in the morning. Every time you do it, your confidence wall gets another brick. And every time you don't do it, you pull another of those bricks out of the wall. If you tell yourself that you're going to make a follow-up call, honor that commitment that you put on the calendar and all that other stuff. When you keep the promises to yourself, it builds your confidence, builds your momentum, because if you can't keep the promises you make to yourself, you ain't going to keep them to anyone else. Hey, fighters, are you doing over $1 million in annual sales in your business? I want to invite you to apply for my One Nail coaching program. This is a high-performance implementation group for those who are already winning in their business. This is not for people who are broke, who can't get their phone to ring. They're struggling to eat. This is for the contractor who wants to move faster towards greater success without any bullshit. One Nail is for action takers. In fact, consistent implementation is a requirement to stay in the program. Follow the program for 1 year, participate, take action, and I guarantee results, or I'll refund your money. To apply, head to thecontractorfight.com/one-nail. Spell out one, O-N-E dash nail. Next thing, build your confidence. Overdose on discomfort. Overdose on discomfort. This is kind of like setting the HSG goal, right? All right, the holy shit goal. When you overdose on discomfort, when you make it a habit in your life to be uncomfortable, you will grow like a muscle, okay? A muscle doesn't grow bigger and stronger unless it's put under stress and it's taken just a bit outside of its comfort zone. So, you know, if you're making 10 prospecting calls a day right now, Well, what would be outside of your comfort zone? How can you overdose on that? What if you committed to 50 a day instead of 10 or whatever? Don't half-ass this, you guys. Get used to being uncomfortable. Embrace the suck, right? For those of you in the Marine Corps. So get uncomfortable, because that's when you grow. Discomfort creates growth when you make that a habit. All right. The next thing to build your confidence is take pride in yourself. Put the fucking donut away. You know, stop drinking freaking soda and all that sugar and crap like that. Now, guys, I'm not like Mr. Clean Eater. I like an IPA. I like my pizza. I like an ice cream bar and shit like that. But most times, I'm eating something that's fairly good for me. I don't drink soda. My thing is I drink coffee, I drink water, and I drink beer. So you got to take pride in yourself. And that means getting sleep. It means exercising. I mean, I tweaked my leg two days ago running. Like my Achilles on my right leg. I went for a run and I just pulled something. I don't know what the hell happened. And it's like sucking. But here's the deal. I could have easily said, oh, I hurt my leg. I can't work out. All right. And I got a thing going on with my hand right now too. My right hand that's jacked up. So my right hand and my right ankle are fucked right now. But I still found a way to do my kettlebell swings today. I still found a way to do my push-ups today. And I, you know, and to burn some energy. All right, burn some calories and this and that, because I take pride in myself. When you take pride in yourself and you feel good about how you look and how you feel, all right, it is going to build your confidence, and in turn, you're going to blow by that if I can just only make this amount of money goal. All right, so guys, listen, no more if I could just make this. No more if I could just have this. No more if I could, because that to me, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I doubt it. I've been wrong once or twice in the last couple decades, and I don't think this is one of those times. All right. So, but to me, it's like I'm throwing in the towel when I say, if I could just only do this. I want to see you win bigger. All right. So hopefully you'll apply these things this week in the weekly fight plan. All right. Two things I want to ask of you. Listen, if you are watching this on YouTube and you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to this on the podcast and you're not subscribe, and then give us a rating. That would be really cool as well. And then the second thing I'm going to ask you, or next thing, is share this with somebody. Share this with another contractor or somebody you care about that needs to hear this. All right, because the more we all get this mentality, the stronger we're all going to be. All right, and then finally, if you are not getting our daily email tips, our daily fight. It's super easy. You can just text the word tips, T-I-P-S. Just the word tips, guys. Don't say sign me up for the tips. Don't say I want the daily tips. Just the word tips. Okay? Because the automation system won't work if you don't do just the word tips. So type tips, T-I-P-S, and text it to 719-299-3852. Guys, you rock. I appreciate you. All right. Make this week just a fucking kick-ass week, and go get what you want. Don't settle. Don't cave. Get your mind right. Take care of yourself. Build your confidence. Set those big goals, or that big holy shit goal, all right? And commit to that action every day, and be careful who you hang out with. I appreciate you. You rock. We'll talk to you guys later.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.